We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Turn with me over to Luke, the 6th chapter. Here Jesus makes some statements that reveal some things that's important to us. Verse 46. Jesus says, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man that built a house, digged deep, laid the foundation on a rock." Now let's stop for just a minute here and look at this. "Whoso cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them." Now three things Jesus said that was necessary. Come to me, hear my sayings, and do them. Now, isn't that simple? But simple things are not always easy. And easy things are not always simple. But that's what he said to do. And he said, if you'll do that, you'll be successful in life. Come to me, hear my sayings, and do them. Now, we've got a lot of people that's come to Jesus. But not everybody's heard him. All he had to say. And many of them heard what he had to say, but they just didn't do it. Now, notice what he says concerning this. "Whoso cometh to me, heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to who he is like. He's like a man which built a house, digged deep, laid the foundation on the rock, when the flood arose, and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it." Notice, it could not shake it. It didn't say it didn't shake it. That'd have been great if he said it didn't shake it. But he said it couldn't. Could not shake. Impossible to shake it. Just can't be shaken, for it was founded on a rock. "But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without foundation built his house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Now, do you realize that he's not talking about a housing project? See, Jesus always took natural things and told you spiritual truths. In Romans, the 1st chapter, he says the invisible things that have been hid from the beginning of the world are made known, are revealed by the things that you can see. Now, Jesus always took visible things, talked about houses and talked about seed and planting seed and so on, and told you how spiritual things work. And this is what he's saying to you. He's not talking about a housing project. He's talking about a life. Now, he said one life failed, and the other didn't. Now, ask yourself, what caused one to fail? Well, if you're not careful, you'll say, well, the storm did it. No, the storm didn't do it because the storm blew against both of them and beat against both of the lives. Let me tell you something. You're going to have some storms of life. You're not going to drift through life on a rosy bed of ease and just have everything going your way. Have you noticed that? You're going to have some problems in life. But he said, if you come to me, hear my sayings and do them. In other words, doing the sayings of Jesus is the key. Doing what Jesus said to do will cause your life to be successful when others around you fail. Sometimes I entitle this, How to Succeed When Others Fail. Because this is the key to it. Do what Jesus said to do in the situation. Now, notice that it didn't say that one of these men was saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and the other wasn't. Now, sometimes we got that idea. Well, one of them, you know. No, he said he digged deep and laid his foundation on the rock. Now, the foundation is doing the sayings of Jesus. Now, what did he base his doings on? He based his doings on the rock, Christ Jesus, or the Word of God. In other words, the man did everything that he did it because of the Word. That was his reason for doing it. He laid the foundation, which was the doing, the sayings, on the Word of God. He based it on the Word of God. Now, you've all seen people, and I have too, they said, well, you know, they do things because somebody else did it. Brother so-and-so gave his old car away to the missionary, and he got a brand new one in 3 weeks. Somebody gave him one. They said, "Bless God, I'm going to give this old bomb of mine away." Yeah, and you may walk for 6 months. See, did God tell you to give yours away? See, he gave his to bless somebody and to fulfill a need. See, don't ever act on somebody else's faith. See, this guy that gave his car away, he based it on what the Word said, "Given it shall be given unto you," and to meet somebody else's need. It is more blessed to give than to receive. But if you just do it because he did it and got what he got, guess what? You got the wrong motive. So don't act on that unless it's based on the Word of God, see. So the doing the sayings of Jesus is the key to being successful in the things of life. He built his house or his life on the fact that he did what Jesus said to do in the Word of God. Now let me give you another example of that in the Scriptures and show you how that sometimes that things don't work out for people, and the reason it doesn't is because they might have just tried it because somebody else did it. Peter went fishing one night. You remember, and he came in, he's washing his nets, hadn't caught a thing. Fished all night, didn't catch a single thing. They're washing their nets, and Jesus having a prosperity seminar. And Jesus said, "Would you like to invest your boat in my ministry?" You know, they're about to push Jesus into the sea. And he said, "Let me use your boat and preach to the people from the boat." So he pushed out a little ways from the bank, and he started preaching to the people and teaching them. And when he got through, he said to Peter, "Now launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw." And here's what Peter said. Peter said, "But Lord, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. I've already tried it and it didn't work. I've done everything Brother Capp said to do in his book. I've done everything Brother Copeland said to do and it didn't work. Nevertheless, at your word." Now Peter's going to do it because Jesus said so. Now, folks, let me tell you something. It makes a difference when you do things because the Word of God said it. See, the night before, he may have gone fishing just because somebody said, "Boy, we caught them last night. Sure looked like a good night to go fishing," but they didn't catch a thing. But now he's going to do it at the words of Jesus. You know what happened to him? He caught a boat sinking, net breaking load of fish. Now, the difference was he's invested in Jesus' ministry, his boat. Now he has something to base his faith on. See, now he has given. What has changed? The only thing that's changed, really, is that he has given into Jesus' ministry, and now he's going to do it because of the Word instead of just doing it because somebody says it's a good night to go fishing. Now let the Lord speak to you about that, because I know sometimes people do things because somebody else did it or because they heard somebody did it. But do it because of the Word. In other words, let your faith be on the Word of God and not what somebody else did. Now go with me to Luke's Gospel, the 17th chapter. Verse 5, "The apostle said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, Be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you." Now the Greek says it's stronger than that. The Greek says it would obey you. But now let's back up and see the context of what has been said here. Jesus is telling them in verse 4, he said, "If a man trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." And the apostles, now notice it says the apostles. It didn't say the disciples, it said the apostles. "Lord, increase our faith." They said, "Lord, increase our faith. Give us more faith." They understood it's going to take faith to forgive a guy that wronged them 7 times, did the same thing 7 times in one day. Now, brother, that's the only way you could forgive him is by faith. You'd like to punch him in the nose, you know. But they said, "Lord, increase our faith." They understood it's going to take faith. But Jesus said, you don't need more faith. What you need to do is to plant what faith you have. Now, there's something powerful in that. He's talking about if you had faith as a seed, faith that you're willing to plant. Now, listen. See, we're talking about faith that'll speak words that will change things. Jesus has told them they must forgive the man if he's done the same thing 7 times in one day. If he asks you for forgiveness, repent, forgive him. They said, Lord, give us more faith. He said, fellas, you don't need more faith. What you need to do is use the faith you have as a seed and plant it, and if you'll plant it, it'll produce. Now, the Word of God produces the faith by hearing it. But then to change things, we must take that faith from the Word of God and use it as a seed and plant it by saying it. Now, I've heard people say, well, I just can't forgive so-and-so because, you see, you just don't know what they did to me. No, I don't know what they did to you, but I know what unforgiveness will do for you. And I know that if you have faith as a seed and say, I do forgive them, I may not want to, I may wish I didn't have to, but I made a decision to do it because the Word says I have to do it if God forgives me, and I want to be obedient to the Word of God, so I'm saying in the name of Jesus, I forgive them. Amen. Now, see, there's power in saying it, because if you say it long enough, you'll believe it.
God bless you. I trust you've been blessed by the broadcast today. Before we leave the broadcast, let me remind you that all of this week we have a CD offer number 7251. 7251 is called Words, Faith, and Things. Actually, there's two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. Words, Faith, and Things. God's Word produces the faith for the things that God has given us. The Scripture tells us, God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby it's through these exceeding great and precious promises that we are able to obtain unto these things. God has already given them. And God's Word is the way that we enter into the things that God has given us. Faith in His Word. The Scripture tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Why is it impossible to please God without faith? Because it takes faith to enter into the things that God has given us. The Scripture tells us that faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God's Word is the promise. That's where the promise is. We confess the promise until faith is in our heart. The Apostle Paul said, the Word is nigh you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. Then he goes on to tell us in that same chapter, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, if faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God, when you hear it out of your mouth, it comes more quickly. Now, in His Word is resident the faith to produce the things that He has promised us. And when you get a hold of that, it will help you understand how to enter into God's provision. That's CD offer number 7251, two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.